Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 12th. I'm Brent Helen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The CEO of the Redwood Empire Food Bank resigned last week in advance of a lawsuit filed by a former employee. According to the Press Democrat, former employee Lisa Cannon filed suit against the food bank, claiming she was a victim of sexual harassment by David Goodman and suffered sexual discrimination, failure to act on the part of the food bank, retaliation, and wrongful termination after being employed for 5 years. The food bank's board, in response to the complaint, placed Goodman on administrative leave and subsequently released him, rather than be allowed to resign. Allison Goodwin will serve as the interim president and CEO. It looks like this year's commercial and recreational salmon season could be restricted or shut down once again. Last year, the season was a total loss. The Pacific Fishery Management Council will meet April 6th through the 11th in Seattle to make the final determination. The number of fish continues to be too low to allow the season to open. The L.A. Innocence Project has taken up Scott Peterson's conviction for killing his wife, Lacey Peterson, and their unborn son 20 years ago. And today, they will be in court pushing for a new trial. They claim there is new evidence pointing to his innocence and will ask for DNA testing of items found in a van that was burned near the couple's home. It may take months to get any results that may lead to a new trial. In sports, the Warriors beat San Antonio 112-102 last night. They're off today. Your forecast, light rain showers will continue through the morning hours before we see clearing into the afternoon. Highs today should reach the low 60s. Tonight's mainly clear with some patchy fog. Overnight lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, sunny and nice, mid-60s. A little breezy at times, windy and warm on Thursday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Helen.
Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, and welcome to Industry Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on the sales position in an industry you've certainly heard of. The industry has been around for over 100 years. More than 90% of Americans check it out every week. And the seasoned local sales pros make an average income that transcends six figures. The top 5% of earners in the Santa Rosa area. The industry? You're listening to it. Radio. If you're a sales pro who wants to make an income to match your skills, contact Steve DiNardo at Amaturo Sonoma Media Group at 707-284-9124. That's 707-284-9124. A career in radio and digital sales is fun, entertaining, and I believe we've already brought it up, lucrative. Set up your confidential interview with Steve today. Call 707-284-9124. Amaturo Sonoma Media Group is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Larry Flynn, owner of The Floor Store. This month marks our 38th anniversary as a family-owned business in the Bay Area. But we're celebrating the best way we know how with our biggest sale ever. From now till March 18th, everything in every store will be 30% off. That's everything. Carpet, hardwood, tile, waterproof flooring, even quartz countertops. It's The Floor Store's 38th anniversary celebration, and you're invited. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, Bay Area Flooring Authority.
Dust off your boots and hold on to your hats for James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash at Twin Pine Casino and Hotel.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Relive the sounds and stories of the Man in Black on Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m.
I walk the line.
Get your tickets today at the gift shop or twinpine.com. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience. Celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 with valid ID.
102.7 The Wolf and Rick Michaels here. Gas prices on the rise a little bit. Cheapest price I found in town, $4.55 a gallon. That'll be at Costco. Safeway has the same at Mendocino Avenue at $4.55. Check it whenever you can. Cheapest price at thewolf.fm.
City streets you used to walk along with me, and every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl? Yeah.
help recalling how it felt to kiss or hold you tight. Well, how can I forget you, girl?
Stop. tune?
I love this song.
Now, instantly know the title and artist of any song playing on 102.7 The Wolf.
What is this?
What is it?
Just text the words, now playing, to 707-636-1027.
Say what?
Give it a try. Text now playing to 707-636-1027, and we'll send you the title and artist right to your phone.
Oh, you guys are so cool.
From America's Greatest Hits.
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
102.7 The Wolf.
Check on the commute as you make your way in on this Tuesday morning from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch. How we looking?
A tough early commute into Napa. Good morning. Mark Nieto checking in with traffic. We're sponsored by ExpressPros.com. Right on a northbound 29, at the 221 split. It's an injury wreck blocking the left-hand lane. It is a wall of traffic from Highway 12 and westbound 12. Trying to get to 29 is solid from before Kirkland Ranch. Also, southbound 101 starting to see delays out of Petaluma from Petaluma Boulevard South down to Olympoli Park. Express Employment Professionals help you hire for contract or full-time jobs. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviews with unqualified applicants. Go to expresspros.com to find the location near you. That's expresspros.com. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Saying in her sleep, oh, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house in the middle of our street, our house in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street.
Someone tells you that you've got to make
in the middle of our. Father gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
greatest hits. 102.7 The Wolf.
Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 12th. I'm Brent Hallett in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. We have more information on the deaths of a mother and son found in their apartment on Summerfield Road in Santa Rosa back on March 6th. The Santa Rosa Police Department has released their names and some preliminary information on the cause of death. The mother has been identified as 54-year-old Cynthia Salcido Fimbres, her son as 10-year-old Maximus Monroy. While the final coroner's report is still pending, Fimbres died of self-inflicted cutting wounds. There were no physical injuries to Monroy. Traffic was a mess on southbound Highway 101 yesterday when a chase between sheriff's deputies and a white Kia ended in a crash just shy of Petaluma. The three people inside of the Kia were suspected of stealing several thousand dollars in merchandise from Dick's Sports in Santa Rosa. According to the sheriff's office, the car hit speeds of over 100 miles an hour before crashing into a minivan. All three suspects were arrested. There were only minor injuries in the crash. It was quite the sight Sunday morning when a Toyota 4Runner plowed into the side of a bank in Petaluma. A 51-year-old woman from Rohnert Park apparently hit the wrong pedal and drove into the Bank of America building on Kentucky Street. The vehicle's airbags did deploy, but she only had minor injuries. In sports, the Warriors beat San Antonio 112-102 last night. They are off today. And your forecast, light rain showers will continue through the morning hours before we see clearing into the afternoon. Highs today should reach the low 60s. Tonight, clear with some patchy fog, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, sunny and nice with mid-60s. A little breezy at times, warmer, a little more wind on Thursday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles.